Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic from Bloomberg Radio.
Well, New York City, if you walk around, it definitely is coming back to life in a big way. The U.S. overall increasingly opening, making its way back to a post-pandemic life. The rest of the world we know moving forward, but it's not the same for every place around the globe. We are definitely still, though, in a pandemic. But we know one industry that's been really hard hit is the hospitality industry. And our next guest has been involved in the hospitality industry for 5 decades. Delighted to have back with us. He created the Public brand. It's getting a reboot, and we're going to hear about that in just a moment. Ian Schrager is with us, hotelier and founder and chairman of the Ian Schrager Company, back on the phone in New York City. Ian, so nice to have you here. It's been about a year. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you. So where are we? Things are a lot better than they were a year ago.
Well, things are looking very promising. We just opened up Public last night, reservations are booming. The restaurants and bars are really packed already. I think we're optimistic about business going forward. There are some problems still, but they're good problems to have. Demand is there.
Well, that's what talk to me, if you can, kind of quantify as best as you can, Ian, the demand that's coming back.
I think people who live in New York City and around the world are ready to go mad. And you're just really looking for a place, a platform, to do that. I think in New York in particular, we're in a very funny situation because New York is really completely occupied only by New Yorkers now because there haven't been many travelers from abroad or from around the country. But I think that all the signs are right. The demand is definitely there. It'll take a little while to ramp up. I can't tell exactly how fast that'll be, but I am confident it will ramp up. Labor has been an issue. I think there's a scarcity of the labor pool, and I think until the benefits stop, until the support that the government has rightly been giving to everybody, people will have to go back to work, and they will soon.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because when we look at the labor statistics, you know, at those monthly jobs reports and job numbers, it tends to be the hospitality industry where you are seeing the big moves up in terms of hiring. So, you know, I do wonder, you know, whether or not it really is benefits that are holding people back. It does look like a lot of people who work in that industry are coming back, but you're saying that's not the case.
Well, they're not coming back yet. We can't keep pace with the demand.
Okay.
The demand is out there, but the labor supply is very, very restricted. And I think, you know, you have to remember the hotel industry shut down a year ago.
Right.
And so everybody was kind of laid off and not working. So they were building on a base of zero. So that's why they may be having bigger employment gains. But, you know, the labor pool, there's a real shortage. And I don't look at it as a paradigm shift. I think, but there is a labor shortage. And I think everybody, restaurants can't even open yet because they can't find the labor.
So are you having to pay more, Ian, to get workers to come back? Is that something that's actually helping you get workers, the needed workers that are necessary?
We are offering higher pay, but it's not always very convincing. You know, people are able to insist on the benefits that they have received and are continuing to receive. And when the minute that completely diminishes, people will be obliged to come back to work, period. It's kind of very simple as far as I'm concerned.
Well, is that inability to get the workers maybe you need, is that slowing your ability to come back as strongly as you would like? Is that holding you back in terms of meeting the demand at your properties?
Yes, it is. We have to restrict. Like we have a lot of new restaurants in Crawford, and like we had an opening last night. I couldn't do the normal opening that I usually do, which is like a day of the locusts. You know, I had to be restricted because we didn't have the staff to be able to execute as well as we want to execute. So we had to cut back. And we had to come up with a new playbook. And I think restaurants throughout New York, are having to be restrictive on how fast it can open.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
I want to get back to Ian Schrager, hotelier and founder and chairman of the Ian Schrager Company. You know, the public brand, he created it. He's still with us on the phone in New York City. Ian, what do you want our audience, what do you want the world at large to kind of understand when it comes to the hotel and hospitality industry right now after the, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15 months that we've just endured?
I think the industry is alive and well. It took a real shot. It shut down for almost a year. It was tough. We had to survive a lot of shocks. They were taking care of your employees and fulfilling your financial responsibilities and obligations. But I think it is alive and well, and it is coming back. It'll come back as strong as it ever was. What I think is that every time we go through a recession, we always recover and we always exceed the previous highs that we've had. And I expect the same to happen now.
And sometimes we learn a few things along the way. And I do wonder, the past year, we've all done a lot of soul searching and maybe rethinking. And you've done a little bit of a reboot on public. Tell us what's changed.
Well, I would love to respond to what Charlie just said about going into the restaurant and ordering over your iPhone and doing all the other things by taking advantage of the recent technology advancements. It's so funny that, you know, people always have a resistance to progress and trying something new. I think one of the funny results of the pandemic is that because of your health concerns, people became more open to technology and using it in an effort to stay healthy and avoid contact and so on and so forth. But I just wonder, it takes people a while to get used to new things, but you don't mind getting your directions over your iPhone.
No.
Rather than asking somebody personally. You don't mind ordering things over Amazon rather than dealing with a personal salesperson. Mm-hmm. You don't mind getting into self-driving cars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
You know,
we order takeout, right? We do menus for takeout constantly.
Exactly. I think that's progress. And I think everything that technology can do to make it either cheaper or make it even quicker and easier for you is a good thing. And I think the hotels are going to be taking advantage of that. And that's the very heart of what public is about in luxury for all.
Well,
it's kind of combining the select service ferocious exercise and execution and providing value with the magical luxury experience to create a new genre, which is public.
Well, and listen, you have constantly rethought about what somebody who stays at a hotel, what's the experience they want? What do they want? What, you know, amenities are pointless? What doesn't matter anymore? What's the rethink in addition to, is it all about technology just kind of having a bigger role, whether it's opening your room or ordering food or what have you? Is that the real big difference and takeaway from the past year?
Well, it's luxury needs an update. Needs a revision. There is a lot more access to wealth than had been in prior years. We've been dealing with the same criteria for luxury for the last few hundred years, and it needs to be updated the way everything else needs to be updated. People just don't care about the same things they cared about today. And it's the same. The ultimate luxury to me is freedom of time, being treated with dignity and humanity, and getting what's important and not having your coffee served in fine bone china by a guy in white gloves and gold buttons. And waiting 45 minutes for a breakfast delivery and paying $35 for a pot of coffee. That's not luxury to me. That's pretension. And so I think we've stripped down and gotten rid of all those things that people don't care about and just focused on making them feel good. Because luxury is a state of mind. It's not a price point something that's been in the past.
It's good to hear you say that, Ian, because I do think from some of the conversations that we've had over the last year, especially people in the restaurant space who saw their workers, a lot of them don't make a lot of money, who were just struggling to get by, really rethink about their model, especially some of the higher end, you know, restaurants and places. And I do wonder, you know, the inequalities, the inequities that have been shown again, not new, but we saw them again big time over the past year, how that has kind of invaded your psyche once again.
Well, it has. I mean, you can't have half the people in this country being upset and aggravated while the other half is not. There's something wrong about that. So we have to rethink the way we're doing things, and we have to provide access to the system and access to the benefits of the system, you know, to everybody. It has to be more egalitarian. You know, it has to be more democratized. And I think that's a problem with business.
Yeah.
And that's also a problem with society. And I think we're just responding. You know, we don't make the rules. We just respond to what we think is going on. And there's no reason you can't provide value to people without dumbing down the product and providing less. There's no reason you can't have just as good a product,
right,
just as sophisticated, for less. And I
well,
think that's a
very well.
Way of looking at things.
Well said. Well said. And if I may, just to end on kind of a lighter note, my understanding is you public actually hosted a party for Elon Musk and his guests. I think you opened up public for the first time in 14 months for his after party when he was on Saturday Night Live. It sounds like it was a pretty wild party, a cryptocurrency theme. I think I heard Dogecoin, cookies and cupcakes. Yeah.
We love Elon Musk. We love everything he stands for. We love his inventiveness, his innovativeness. We think he's having a positive effect on society as a whole. So we were closed. We opened up just for him because it was a thrill for us to have him and all his guests there that night. And so it was a favorite of ours. It was a thrill for us, and we're happy to do it.
Well, and we're always happy to have you on and just to get us up to speed and talk to us about the realities of what's happening. And it's good to hear that things are coming back because I know it's been really
Definitely.
Tough. Ian, be well. Ian Traeger.
Thank you, and thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Always. Founder and chairman of the Ian Traeger Company on the phone in New York City.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.